David Mundy. How do you reflect on a disappointing day for the team?
Yeah, bitterly disappointed. I feel a bit sick in the guts for the occasion that it was, that we, it's not so much about winning, win or loss, but how we went about it, and clearly we were a long way off of today, and full credit to Sydney, they're an absolutely fantastic side, but, we would have liked to have seen a bit more fight, a bit more execution of method, I guess, on our behalf.
Ross Lyon, what did he have to say about where the game was lost ultimately for you guys today when he just spoke to the group?
Yeah, I'm not sure you can really nail it down to one specific area or moment. Clearly they walked out of stoppages a little bit. They burned us with a bit of slick ball movement, and we turned it over a fair bit. So it was a plethora of errors really for the entire team.
I noticed at quarter time he went specifically to the defenders. You obviously weren't with that group, but what was that about after a disappointing first term?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, to be honest. I wasn't there, but he often does that if he has a particular message to get across to a group or an individual. So, that's not really rare.
How pleased were you at least to see Matthew kick a couple of goals at the end of the game, given it was his 350th?
Yeah, it's good. I guess for the sentiment side of things, it was really good to get Matthew involved and, kick straight and kick a couple of goals in the last quarter. I'm sure he would have liked to have given those up for a bit of a closer game, though.
Sure, it's a little consolation, but your own performance was pretty good. Luke McFarlane was in commentary for us on 6PR and he was glowing in his praise of your performance throughout the afternoon.
Yeah, Luke Wicker McFarlane, he's a good man, but... I was just talking to Nathan actually, and I'm only one of a system, and our system at the moment is not working very well, and clearly putting the team behind the eight ball, so it's something we're going to have to work on.
How has it happened? I mean, last year you played Sydney in a qualifying final, you got to a prelim, and now all of a sudden you're 3-13, I think, on the season. How has it happened?
Oh, I think that's the magic question, and if you had a silver bullet to help us fix it, it would be really handy, but... clearly it's a bit of personnel, it's a bit of new system, it's a bit of player and coach execution throughout the week and on game day, so we've got a lot to work on.
How's the year been for you, David? I mean, you come in as a first-year captain, taking over from Matthew Pavlich, you have a whole heap of issues with your calf, it just seems like nothing has gone right. How are you holding up mentally, I guess?
Yeah, we'll just try and stick to the plan and keep the... our rigour on our preparation and training and reviews within the weeks. Clearly it's been a really tough year for us all. Certainly not individualised in that area. And the most frustrating part for me has been the weeks I've missed through the calf earlier in the year and trying to build some continuity off the back of that. So, one thing about this group, we mightn't be going very well and we might be really struggling, but we're fighting on them and we're trying to improve each week.
Is there the confidence that there can be that quick quantum leap forward next year and that rebound back up the ladder?
That's certainly the hope, but hope doesn't get things done quite often. And we've spoken a lot about not relying on guys coming back in. Aaron might come back in next week and Michael Johnson and Nat Fyfe, whenever they come back next year maybe. But we certainly can't rely on those kind of guys coming back in. It's up to the group that we have at the moment to try and really build and improve. And the next 3 or 4 weeks or whatever we've got left is really important in that. And then our 8 weeks or whatever we get away is probably more so important. The guys come back in really good nick.
Sounds like you've been spending a bit of time with Ross. Hope doesn't get things done. Just lastly, Alex Silvani came in for his annual game against Buddy Franklin. Where's he at, do you think, in terms of his football?
Yeah, Alex has been really disappointed this year with a bit of selection and a little bit of injury. He's really battled to get onto the park with, I think, like calves and hamstrings. But off a limited preparation, we really saw what Alex is about tonight. As you say, he comes in and it seems like he plays on Buddy every year. And I'm sure Buddy hates it because Alex is just at him all night. And he's a really physical kind of guy. And I know personally, I love having Alex in my back line. I know exactly what he's going to give, and we saw that tonight.
David, handling yourself exceptionally in trying conditions. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.